of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet.
Is a picture on in there?
As Gabriel sounds the call. And at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around and I see prophecies fulfilled and the signs of the time. They're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." Yeah, at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. When Jesus steps up,
I love that song. I love that song. We'll come back to that at the end of this broadcast, okay? What a joy. What a joy to have a song like that. What a joy. Now listen, a really special program today. A special open Bible dialogue or telecast, whichever you're listening or watching. Such a joy to have people watching us now all over the world. God bless you. Now, we're going to talk today about something extremely important. Did you know that 26.2%, that's 26.2%, one in four of all Americans are mentally depressed, are mentally in bondage, or have mental, psychological, as the world would call it, we would call it spiritual, problems with their life. 26.2%. That blew my mind this week when I learned that. And all I could think of was how the enemy and how the powers of Satan and how sin and how all the wickedness of the world is destroying a multitude of people, literally. And many people in the church, many people who are born again, who really know Jesus Christ as their Savior, but they've not learned to live in the power of the Scripture and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so because they do not live in the power of the Scripture or the power of the Holy Spirit, they're depressed or they're in captivity to some emotional feeling, some carnal idea or attitude, and they are just pure, plain unhappy. Pure, plain, unhappy. I will share with you, please don't go anywhere, because I will share with you a testimony that occurred in this ministry this very week. A person from another state who called me to ask for help, literally ask for help because of the difficulties in her emotional life. And this lady has been a Christian for many years, at least professed to be, but at times it was apparent she was away from the love and the power and the mercies of Christ. And I'm not being critical of that. I'm just telling you that once you get saved, you don't just walk away from the things of God and remain saved. You got to live in this Bible. You got to live in this Holy Spirit. I think of my own testimony. I've been saved 63 years, almost 64. And if I don't read my Bible during a day, or at least during a week rightly, I find myself kind of depressed feeling and no joy bubbling in and no abundant life springing out of me. And I just go to the Bible. I got up this morning early and went to my Bible. And I didn't feel very good. I've been suffering all week with a back and hip problem from falling a couple of times over the past months, and it's been kind of really kind of miserable. But I was hungry, and I got in the book of St. John, chapter 6, and read that whole chapter slowly and just fed on it. And by the time I was through with that chapter, I was shouting. I was praising God. I was happy. Now, if I've got to do that after 64 years, and I don't know a preacher man that doesn't say the same things to me, we've got to have the life in Christ if we're going to live a joyful life. And so we have a world full of depression, a world full of anxieties, a world full of difficulties and mental and emotional problems because they are not living in the life full of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, sin is a debilitating power. Sin will take the very substance out of you. It'll take away your joy. It'll destroy your peace of mind. It'll leave you in a terrible condition. Now, here's what we're going to do today to amplify what I just said. We're going to read a little from the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Now, let me tell you now, and I'll tell you again two or three times at the end of this broadcast today, I'm going to ask every person listening to me, every person who has any sense of the need, any sense of overcoming some difficulties and rising above some depressions or some doubts, I'm going to ask you to go somewhere at the end of this broadcast and shut the door and tell your family, don't bother me, I'm going to spend an hour with God today, and I'm not going to put it off. Now, if you put it off, you probably will put it off at later today and probably tonight and probably tomorrow, but you need to do it when this broadcast is over. Go get on your knees somewhere, open your Bible, get along with God if it's possible, and just spend an hour or more. You probably will wind up and spend more, to be honest with you. That's the way I am. Get in there in a relationship with God, and I'm reading the Bible, and I'm praying, and the Holy Spirit starts moving in me, and then I don't want to quit. It's easy to spend 4, 5, 6 hours alone with God if you ever learn the privilege and the joy of that. It really is. And you'll find your life bouncing with everlasting joy. This is abundant life. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said it plain. I am the good shepherd. He said if you will come to him, he will give you life abundantly. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. It's righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, friend. That's what it is, abundant life. Abundant life. Hallelujah. Jesus said it would come to him, he would give us life abundantly. Do you remember John chapter 7 where he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink? And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We read that just days ago. I'm telling you, it is an abundant life. But we have a world full of depression, full of brokenness, full of sorrow, full of all kinds of dark feelings. The name of this program is Depression, Bondage, and Sorrows by Grieving the Holy Spirit. Listen to that. Depression, bondage, and sorrows by grieving the Holy Spirit. You see, when you don't have time for the Bible, you grieve the Holy Spirit. When you aren't in church on the Lord's Day, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. When you don't pray regular and get alone with God, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. You're grieving the Holy Spirit. It is so desperate. It is so desperate. You are grieving the Holy Spirit. Now, they're telling me no picture. Now, what in the world am I dealing with? Stop to me. No. You know, I'm streaming, and so I'm on the picture. I don't know what could keep me from being a picture there, but if I am, may the Lord help it. I'm amazed. What is going wrong? I do not understand, but I do know that we want Jesus to be Lord of all, and we want him to be master of all, and fill us with the peace of God. Tell me if that picture's up in there, please, because it's my computer says it's up. Now, I don't know what might would hinder that, but Let's stay with the program. Depression, bondage, and sorrow by grieving the Holy Spirit. Depression and bondage and sorrow by grieving the Holy Spirit. Oh, may the peace and the grace and the glory of God in His righteousness flood your soul today. Now, let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 8. This is one powerful chapter. Listen, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, in the likeness of sinful flesh, sent his own son. And he said he did it that we might live a life free in the Lord, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh. If you walk after your flesh, the Bible says you're going to die. Now, that death is not just the end death. It's a gradual death. It's a constant death. It's a death because you're not living in the fire and the powers of the Holy Spirit of God. What a life, and what a joy, and what a blessedness. And I want you to have this life. I don't want people out there to live in brokenness and sorrow and pain. I want them to live in the life and the power of Jesus Christ. I want them to know this life. Now, this booklet that I'm making with this article, now, this is very important, but everything I'm talking about today, it's available for you to order as a free gift. It'll be a nice booklet. It'll be a lot of good reading, studying material, and you can get in this book of Romans with me and discover this life that is so sufficient. Let me read that first verse again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, notice that, but after the Spirit. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son, and in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. And it goes on to say some of the most beautiful things. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Neither, for it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. I hope you're enjoying the wonder of the Bible, the wonder of the spiritual life. And I hope you understand that sin will destroy you. Let me tell you about this dear lady who called me. I guess I got the voicemail on Monday. I'm not sure when the call came in. And I began to return the call. Took me about a day to reach this dear lady. She's a school teacher and very capable, very educated. Her husband has a doctor's degree. I mean, these are well-to-do people. But she said, I've been depressed all year. I have been depressed. I have, and she opened her heart. She said, I'm so ashamed to tell you this, because I've known them for some years. I'm so ashamed to tell you this. And I listened, because I was glad she called. And as we talked, finally, she began to tell me how she used to go in her restroom at night and lock the door and get in there and pray until the Holy Spirit would come down and bless her soul. And I said, how long has it been since you did that? She said, 5 years. 5 years, I said. No wonder God is chastening you, because you used to live close to Him. And now you're so tied up in the things of life that you're not living close to Him. And you're under the chastening of God. He is reaching for you because He loves you. He's trying to bring you back to Him. And that's what chastening is. Now, we live in a day, I got a list here of things wrong in America, why we are in the condition we're in, why 26% of Americans, that's 1 in 4, are mentally unbalanced, mentally disturbed. mentally broken, bondages of depression, bondages of fears and doubts and apprehensions. You know, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is a life of fullness. Do you understand? This is a life of fullness. And if you don't have it, you can have it. And that's why I'm here today. I'm not here to condemn you. No. I don't believe in that. I'm here to warn you and call you to a life lived in the power of Jesus Christ, and to help you rise above the difficulties and the weaknesses and what flesh will do to you when you only live in the flesh. And especially if in the flesh you are committing sin, you're violating the laws of God, you're violating the commandments of Scripture, you don't keep the Ten Commandments, you don't live by the Word of God, and so you're empty inside, and you wonder why you don't have joy. You don't have joy because your spiritual life is empty. Your flesh life can be full, and you can be as miserable as is possible to be, but if your spiritual life is full, you're going to be full of joy and full of happiness. Well, let me open the lines today. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Okay? Please remember that number. 704-391-0588. And we have a toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then email. I love to get good email questions. They are helpful. Email me, JRC, that's JRC, at paulcreek.org, at paulcreek.org. I want your questions. I want a ton of them. Anything out there I want to hear. Let me give you, while you're calling, while you're emailing, the church world has become a form of religion without a moving and visitation of the Holy Spirit. The church world has become a form of religion without the visitation and movement of the Holy Spirit. And that's why church people are full of bitterness and full of depression and full of difficulties and having the same problems the unsaved world is having, because you're living in a church that is without the move of the Holy Spirit. See, I'm telling you, it's the Holy Spirit that brings the life of Christ into you. The Holy Spirit is the conducting link, the pipeline between the Lord Jesus and your spirit. And the Holy Spirit delivers everything that Jesus is into your spirit if you will allow him to. Now I want to say that again. The Holy Spirit delivers everything that Jesus is from him into your spirit if you will allow him to. Remember how Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost has come, he will tell you everything that I've said. He will take of mine and will give it unto you. He will bring me into your life so that the fullness of Jesus saying this, the fullness that I am becomes a part of you, because the Holy Spirit is bringing it into your life. If there is no moving of the Holy Spirit in your life, there is no strength of Jesus in your life. You got to understand that. Hey, that is so important. Let me read you something here. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, they are telling me that my picture is on a standstill. Now, I don't know what that is, talking is on, but I do not move. Now, how could that happen? How could that happen? What is there about my system here that would let it be on the standstill but not moving? I do not know, and I probably have no way of fixing it. You'll just have to listen to me while you watch me sitting there. Isn't that amazing? Now, that has to have happened with my computer. That has to be something with my picture here. Let me see if I can see anything that would change that. It's streaming. And so I'm there, and so it's available. Well, I cannot answer this. I see, but I don't understand, and I don't know what to say. All I know is I'm here, and I'm bringing you this message. They're here. You're hearing me, but not seeing me. Well, radio don't know any of this because you're not seeing me anyway. I am so sorry. All I know to do is just keep on doing this program because I'm looking at my notes here and I'm trying to see what may have happened that I didn't do right. See, something probably that I clicked on that I've not been warned of that cut on a picture but did not cut it on moving. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. And those things can happen to somebody that's still learning how to operate computers. And I'll learn this week, I promise you that, because something is wrong. Available, it says it, I'm there, and then they say I'm not moving, and I don't know what to click on to make me start moving. I really don't. That may have messed up, I'm not sure. But anyhow, I hope I'm moving. I don't know. Well, let's go back to this Bible. Listen, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. As many as are led by, I'm trying to teach you that this life of the Spirit is God's desire to fill you with it and to overwhelm you with it and to saturate you with it. He is a God of grace and mercy and holiness and power. There is nothing so wonderful as the sweet moving of the Holy Spirit of God. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Now, you know what I said at the beginning? I'm going to say it again. When I finish this program today, I want everybody listening to me that has 1 ounce of depression, that you're troubled in any way, that you're being bombarded with fears and anxieties, you have any kind of unbalanced spiritual condition in your life, to stop everything you're doing at 2 o'clock today when I finish. Maybe you want to hear the rest of that song and then go somewhere and get on your knees. Don't wait. Do it regardless of what has to wait for you. Let supper wait. Let your children wait. Let your husband wait. Let your job wait. And go somewhere and get on your knees and stay there. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 8 and just read those verses I've been reading very slowly. They could change your very life. Now, let's take some questions. If you would, I want to hear from you. Your questions, very important to me. JRC@PaulCreek.org. That's internet. JRC@PaulCreek.org. And now, questions on the radio, 704-391-0588, and then 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, you were reading a scripture about what qualifies people to be the sons of God.
Hey, man, stop now and say that all over again a little bit louder, will you?
You were reading all the scripture about what qualifies a person to be sons of God.
Yes.
And I had a discussion with somebody earlier in the week, and I have before. I've heard people that say that in Job there, that there's one place where the stars and the sons of God were singing, and that the sons of God that went into went before God with
those were fallen angels, my dear sister, and that relates in no way to our spiritual life today. These sons of God he's talking about here are born again Christians. There are men and women who have met Christ. Let me read it again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, that's Romans chapter 8 and 14. So you don't want to mix the scriptures in Job as it talks about those sons of God, fallen angels who were still allowed to go into God, and the sons of God, which were good angels also, that were both that could go before God. And those sons of God were probably not fallen angels. They were probably the wonderful angels having fellowship with God. But fallen angels could go in too. But that relates in no way to what I'm reading in Romans 8, okay?
These people were saying that why they're called sons of God is because we used to be, that they were people, that we used to be angels in...
That we used to be, or those angels used to be?
That we used to be.
No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. We didn't used to be angels. We had our beginning when we were born.
Well, that's what they said.
But that's crazy. Let's don't go any further in that. What can I help you about the subject today?
Okay, I was just wanting to ask you about that. I was just talking to somebody.
Well, that's bad stuff. I don't know where you heard that, but we never were angels. That is foolish stuff, and so somebody's into some bad theology. Okay. So I would say you need to stay away from that.
I realize that, but I would just love to give them some scripture that would, you know, could deflate them.
Well, but you don't need scripture. They don't have scripture. See, when people preach false doctrines, they're the ones who should produce scripture. And sometimes people will say something that's really off the wall and say to me, give me scripture to show me that's wrong. Hey, if it's not in the Bible, you already know it's wrong.
Well, they're using scripture to back up what they believe.
No, you can't use scripture to back up that we today used to be sons, used to be angels. There's no scripture that even begins to suggest that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Now grab a phone and call us quickly. I want to hear from you. Very important that I hear from you. You are important to me. You are important to me. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. I want to bring you something that will help you grow in the Lord. Now, I understand the picture's all right now. I think that may have been me. I don't know. I clicked on a couple of things here that might would have changed it. I don't even know. But all I know is they say we're there, and that's what counts. And I love you. I love you. I don't want you to be depressed. I don't want you to be broken. I don't want you to be out of whack emotionally. And I want you to go through what this world of ours is going through today. Now, while you're calling, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. And I'm going to go here to the internet, which I may have some questions there. I want to hear from you now. You are very important to me. To bring you things that will bless your life is my joy. My joy. Picture and sound is okay. Tell people to just reload the link to your website and it plays normally. Thank you, Gary. I don't know what that was. But it's solved now. Maybe it never was a main problem. I can't answer that. But I know you're important. And I love you. And you are dear to me. All right, let's take another call here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I don't want to ask a question, but I wanted to share my testimony with you and others. In the early 90s, I had depression from a chemical imbalance in my brain. Well, people prayed for me, and Jesus Christ touched and healed me. And then after that, I had a bacterial infection and like to die from it. And Jesus Christ touched and healed me again.
He heals you again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, he is. I read God's word every night before I go to bed.
And feed on the scripture.
Sometimes I read during the day, yes.
Do you have good prayer times?
Yes, yes.
You know, when I pray so often, the Holy Spirit just invades my little prayer chamber, my little prayer space, and it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And I just yearn for every Christian listening to me and every sinner listening to me would come to know the joy of being truly right with God and being full of this life of Christ. The life of Christ, there's nothing like it. Let me read another verse here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. It says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead, that's the Holy Spirit now, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead, the Spirit of God, that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell. Notice that word dwell, D-W-E-L-L, dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Notice that word quicken. Make your life, make you alive. Quicken your mortal body. Even the mortal body is quickened by the life of the Holy Spirit. Now, everybody out there can have that life. And if you don't have it, in this crazy world of ours, you're probably depressed. You're probably full of fear. You may be full of such apprehension as to almost drive you insane. Our world is crazy. I said, our world is crazy. You understand that? Oh, Jesus is so wonderful. He really is. All right. Now, what was your question?
You think, well, you know, at the second coming, when we come back with Jesus, I read the other night that we come back with him on white horses.
Yes, that's in the book of Revelation 19 when Jesus comes back to fight the battle of Armageddon. Now, this is after the seven-year tribulation. Jesus comes to right the wrongs of our world and set up his kingdom on this earth for 1,000 years, and we come with him, and we too are riding white horses.
Praise the Lord. I'm so excited.
Have you never read that?
Yes.
You've read it. Okay, I want to make sure you have read it, because that's one of the great truths of the Bible, is we come back with Christ to reign with him 1,000 years, and literally, we come back riding on white horses. Let me read a word of that. Let me see here. Sure. Let us be glad. I'm trying to find the right place. Well, I'm not going to try to find it. There's so many. I've got so much markings in my book of Revelation that if I don't find something in advance sometimes, I have to look every which way to find it. But I'm telling you, we come back riding white horses.
Oh, I know that. Mm-hmm.
God bless your heart.
God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Yes. Now, if you have a question, I really do want to hear it. I'm here to be a blessing to you. You are important. You are important. Thank you there, Gary. You are very important. Here's a question about the law. I know some people who have left Pentecostal churches to go to mega churches where they say the emphasis is in God's love, not God's laws. Now, listen to that. I want you to hear that question. I know some people who have left Pentecostal churches. This is the old-fashioned Pentecostal churches to go to mega churches where they say the emphasis is on the love of God and not on the laws of God. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a balance between God's truth and God's standards of righteousness and God's standards of holy and pure living, along with your emphasis on the love of God, they go together like two fingers in a glove. They go together. They are part of each other. And to talk about the love of God without the truths of God's holiness is absolutely false doctrine. It's absolutely heresy. That's what it is. It's heresy. That's why these big mega churches have psychologists on the staff. They have big cancer in sinners. And they say to people who get saved, let's say they're an alcoholic, and they get saved, and they submit them to a year of counseling so they can learn how not to be an alcoholic. Now, let me tell you something. You get born again, and you just learned how not to be an alcoholic, and you don't need lessons from a psychologist for 6 months or 3 months, especially for 12 months. You made a brand new creature. See, all of this depression. Now, bringing you all of the things that's in this article that you're going to get is just more than I can bring. But there are 21.5 million Americans who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. 23.5 million Americans addicted to alcohol and drugs. The church is full of people addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, addicted to wine. Many preachers, I get calls all the time. My preacher has been telling us it's okay to drink a little as long as we never abuse it. Let me tell you. A preacher that's got to drink wine or drink a beer or drink a little toddy to be able to handle his life is a backslid preacher who maybe used to walk with God, but he doesn't walk with God anymore. Because when you walk with God, people say to me, can I drink and be a Christian? I just say, hey, friend, when you really get saved, you won't even need it and you certainly won't want it. You know, that's my best answer. When you really get right with God, if you are having to have a beer to be able to relax at night, you are in a bad condition of depression and anxiety and troubled living. And you need to get right and go to your home at night. Instead of a beer, you go get in the bedroom, shut the door, open your Bible, and spend an hour with God in prayer and in the Scripture. And if you do it genuinely and sincerely, having repented of your sins, you will probably come out of that room shouting. You'll probably come out of that room shouting, and then your children will want to follow your faith because they see how real it is. Are you listening to me? 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, Matthew 21:44, is this a form of chastening? Let's go to that. I really want you to get the picture of chastening. See, so much of what the church world will teach you against, like they tell you, don't be afraid, don't be fearful, don't be anxious. That's the enemy. Most cases, if a Christian comes under fear and anxieties, it's chastening because they're not walking close to God. It's because the Holy Spirit is trying to draw them back to Christ. Do you understand that? Chastening is one of the most wonderful truths of the Bible. I guess I need to do a program just on the chastening of the Lord. How the Lord will come after you and draw you if you are in spiritual need. I'm trying to talk and find the scripture at the same time. And I love what I'm talking about. And I'm so committed to it. Now, Matthew 21, and let's go, verses 44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Hey, let me read a little more of that. Verse 23, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruit thereof. Talking about Israel. This was Jesus talking to Israel when they were about to reject him and be part of crucifying him. And he said that the kingdom of God would be like a stone that would fall on them. It was a form of chastening. But you see, the Jews rejected Christ. And because of it, the whole nation fell into terrible backslid condition. Their city was destroyed. They were driven all over the world by the Roman people. And all of that was indeed chastening. And most of the Jewish nation is still under chastening. But they will come to God after the seven-year tribulation period. Isn't that beautiful? The world is full of Christians who are being chastened. And all they would have to do to break that chastening is get back to where they no longer are grieving the Holy Spirit. When you are grieving, the Bible talks of grieving the Holy Spirit. It talks of quenching the Holy Spirit. I'm preaching in the morning. Listen to me. I am preaching on grieving the Holy Spirit. There is nothing as sweet as the Spirit moving in your life. The work of the Holy Ghost will raise you up and give you such joy. It's joy and peace and happiness. The Spirit of the Lord is a joyful person of the triune Godhead, the Trinity. And He brings great joy. But He don't just bring joy naked of itself. He brings joy with His presence of righteousness and happiness and obedience and joy and the Holy Scripture. The Holy Spirit, you know, there are nine gifts of the Spirit and there are nine fruit of the Spirit. Let me name the fruit for you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now listen to that. The fruit of the Spirit. Hey, here's the balance. Now listen, this is good. Thank you for that question. The fruit of the Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit represents in your life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now, what is temperance? Self-control. It's living a life that's disciplined, a life that's balanced, a life that's both obedient and full of the joy and full of the life of the Spirit. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. You live in the Holy Ghost until the fruit of the Spirit is manifest in your life. You're going to be a joyous person. You're going to be full of life. Let's take a call here. Hey, call quickly. We want every moment to be calls from you to help you. Listen to me. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. And then email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. And I want to tell you something. You've got to have this booklet. Every person listening to me ought to have this booklet. Remember the name of it. Depression, bondage, sorrows, by grieving the Holy Spirit. If I could get every one of you out there who's ever been born again to start living in your Bible and living in your spiritual life and praying on a regular basis until the Lord touches your life, I want to tell you, you would no longer be depressed. It is impossible to be depressed and to be full of the Holy Spirit and the life of Jesus at the same time. It's impossible. I mean, all you got to do is read Romans 8. I'm asking you now, when this program is over, to immediately go somewhere, cut off the television, cut off everything, lock the door in the room you're in, tell your family, don't bother me, I'm going to spend an hour with God. And you get in Romans 8, and you pray, and I promise you, if you pray sincerely, if there's sin, repent of them. If anything in your life is contrary to the Bible, you need to start with repentance. And then get in that book, and God's going to set your life on fire. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. You mentioned John 6 chapter.
Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Okay? God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please? I'm sorry. The first call was the man from Arkansas, and they're not supposed to let him through, but somehow he got through anyway, and I just cut him off right at the nose. This man is really sick. Pray for him. He's from Arkansas. Just a crazy man. And every week he tries to call. Ladies, you got to watch it. Come on. Help me, will you please? I found it before I let him go any further than just a few words. We're just trying to protect you. It's not fair for me to let you hear stuff that might turn somebody aside, that might be a problem to somebody's life. I protect you with my life. I protect every caller, every listener with my life. That's how important you are to me. You are extremely important to me. And I will not allow people who are just want to be a problem and want to mess up what God is doing. Now call me. I want to hear from you. Hey, email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Very, very important. I love every one of these calls. We have lines open, 704-391-0588. And email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now today, I am talking about the life of troubled living, the life of bondages and fears and depression. I'm talking about the difficulties that often life can be completely overwhelmed by, and I want to help you above them. And I'm here to tell you the way to get above them is to get on your face, get somewhere with God, and pray till you and God have an experience with Him. Now, I got a line waiting, but listen to me, and I hope the person will wait a minute. Listen, you need an experience with God. Now, most preachers are warning you today, don't try to have an experience with God. Don't try to have an experience with God. You may be deceived. If you're not having an experience with God, you're already deceived. And what I need to do is help you over that deception. You need an experience with God. When you're born again, you'll know it. Let me ask you a question. When the prodigal son came home from afar, he had been all the way to the pig pen and finally came to himself, and he came home to the father. And when he came home to the father, they set a banqueting table, and he came in with new garments, with a new ring of authority, with everything brand new, and sat down at the father's table. Let me ask you a question. Did he know the difference from the pig fence and the father's banqueting table? Did he know the difference from the pig fence and the father's banqueting table? When you meet with Christ, you'll know the difference, and you'll have an experience, and it will change your very life. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, good afternoon, Brother Chambers.
Hey, my friend.
This is Brother Gary from New York.
Hey, Brother Gary.
Praise the Lord. I'm listening closely to your program about depression.
Yes.
And in Isaiah chapter 61, where the Spirit of the Lord was upon Isaiah, and I believe that's the same scripture that Jesus read when he stood in the temple, it says in verse 3 that he has been given or will give the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Oh, that's good. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he goes on to appoint unto them to, that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's wonderful, Gary.
Praise the Lord. Yes, what a beautiful scripture to encourage us.
You know, Isaiah, was his book was full of those kind of scriptures. Full of them. I mean, from chapter 9, where he spoke about the son being born, to 53, where the son is crucified. I mean, all the way through Isaiah, he was a prophet that really had Jesus at the center of his thinking.
Amen. And Jesus turned to that when he was given the book to read in the temple.
He did, didn't he? Let me read this again. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. That's the church. You know, in the New Testament, Zion is the church. To mourn, them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. Mourning. That means being sad and gloomy and mourning. And then the spirit, and then the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Gary, do something with me. Raise your right hand and let's praise him together.
Hallelujah.
Everybody out there, join us. Father, we praise you. You've given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. All over my listening audience, lift these people out of those spirits of heaviness. And I know you're ready. And they've got to give themselves to you. This has got to be something in them and not something just on their head or something in their brain. It's got to be real, Father. And I pray they will come to know that. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, Gary. God bless you. Hey, give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then 704-391-0588. And then questions on the internet. Come on. It's all wide open. And I'm here to be a blessing and all over this world. I had a call from Charlotte today, a lady that wanted to hear the program. Well, the station we own in Charlotte is having a ball game. And they preempt us for ball games. Can you believe that? That breaks my heart, but what can I do about it? But anyhow, I want to tell you, friend, this is the answer for this hour. The church world is in a mess. Deeply, deeply. People into big mega churches because they want to get lost with the crowd. They want to go where there's pleasure and fun, where there's no moving of the Holy Spirit to disturb their consciousness and to make them aware of their needs. Hey, friend, let me tell you, Jesus is ready to change your life, and I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Don't you miss church tomorrow. Oh, would I like to have many of you out there who are so empty and you're so heavy-hearted. You've been through so many painful experiences. You've had so much bitterness. 1 in 4 of all the people in Charlotte, and there's, 200 and some thousand? That means there's over 50,000 people in Charlotte that have mental disturbance and mental depression and mental problems. Over 50,000 in this city. I couldn't handle all of you at one time. I don't have nowhere to sit you, but you come, and I promise you in the morning when I get through preaching, there's going to be a moving of the Holy Spirit, and if you're under depression or heaviness, God's going to set you free. I'm looking for that tomorrow, that men and women in this building will be set free from pains of depression and darkness and fear and apprehensions and just captivities of the worldly things. Come and be free. Come and be free. Hey, give us a call. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I want you to order this booklet. I really do. The name of it is Depression, Bondage, Sorrows by Grieving the Holy Spirit. And I will show you in that booklet, how you can be free from grieving the Holy Spirit. How you can get loose from any kind of sinful living. The Bible makes it so plain. I really wish I had time to read all of Romans 8 today, because it is a chapter that is so full. But listen to this. But we know not. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Do you know that you have 2 intercessors? Did you know that? You have Jesus Christ at the Father's right hand interceding directly to the Father for you, side by side. right there in the temple of heaven. The Lord Jesus is your intercessor. He sees all of your needs. He knows what you have need of before you ask him. The Bible says he is moved by the infirmities of your flesh. The Bible makes it plain that he knows all about you. When Stephen was being stoned to death, he looked up to heaven and he saw Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. Now, the position normally is Jesus seated at the Father's right hand. But because one of the disciples of Jesus was being stoned to death, Jesus stood up, interceding before the Father for Stephen as he was being stoned to death. There's been a few times I believe he stood up for me. There's been a few times that I really believe he stood up for me, because we must have an intercessor. But you don't only have Jesus interceding before the Father. You've got the Holy Ghost in you. Every born-again believer has the Spirit in them. Listen to me now. I'm a Pentecostal. Now, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I also know the truth of the Bible, and that is when you get saved, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in your life. He is in residence. Stephen Offord said it best. He said, when I got saved, the Holy Spirit was in residence. But when I got the baptism, the Holy Ghost was president. In resident, president. That's the difference between saved and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Resident, president. Can you say that and remember that? When you are saved, he is in residence. But when you go on and you pray until he baptizes you, then he's the president. And that's where you need to strive for. It really is. Now, I want everybody out there to take the next minutes and call to get a copy of this booklet. Every one of you, grab the phone right now and don't let nothing stop you. If the line's busy, you call back in 2 minutes. Okay, 1-800-338-7884, and locally 704-391-0588. Order two if you'll give one of them to your pastor. Order two if you'll give one of them to your pastor. Okay, is that a bargain? Is that a bargain? Now, I'm going to take a call, but I want to remind you, when this program goes off the air, the singing is over, go get on your knees, and don't get up till you pray through. Don't get up till you have an experience in prayer. Open your Bible to Romans 8 and tell the Lord Jesus you want exactly what Paul taught in Romans 8. Will you do it? I pray that you will do it. Now, in the name of the Lord, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Mr. Chambers, how you doing, brother?
Hey, friend.
I got a question for you.
How do you like the program so far?
I love the program. I listen to your program every Saturday.
I am delighted. All right, your question, my dear brother.
Sir, I have to work every Saturday of my life, and on my route, I listen to you.
Well, great.
Listen, I listen to everybody calling in, just like this guy that calls you in. You keep cutting him off. So God's going to deal with him.
Well, to start with, 3 or 4 weeks, he called 3 or 4 times every program, and he was always disruptive. He was trying to ask a scripture that had none to do with what you're talking about. He hates the pre-trib rapture. Man, does that make him mad. And I called him one day to try to talk to him, and all he did was scream at me, and I had to just completely cut him off the phone and forget it. But my ladies are not supposed to have him in. But sometimes I don't know how he got in today, but he got in, but we took care of it. Go ahead now. I'm here to talk to you.
Well, God's going to take care of him. I believe
Amen.
That. But my question is, I run a route, like I said, and I'm doing that right now, and I run into people all the time, and I talk to them about God and stuff, and occasionally the question comes up. First, I don't have my Bible in front of me. You're going to have to help me. But I think it's 1 Corinthians. It talks about, you know, if you desire a job of a bishop, you desire a good job.
A good work.
And a good work. And
what is it?
If you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Go ahead.
And if you desire the office of a deacon, okay, what I'm getting at is it says that, first of all, the bishop, he is not to have any alcohol.
No alcohol at all.
No, sir. No, none at all. But a deacon, he can have a little wine.
Well, you're not talking about wine that makes you drunk in that scripture. You're talking about the way they preserved grape juice back in that day. A grape juice, a grape at least, is called wine even still when it's still on the vine. But the Bible condemns wine that standeth upright in the cup. That's the very words the Holy Ghost used to say, that's not the kind of wine you're supposed to drink. You don't drink wine that standeth upright. That's when it has been, when it's been fermented and it becomes a strong drink that makes you drunk. You don't drink that. You can drink grape juice, and that's what the elders were supposed to drink. I'm sorry, the deacons.
Okay. I had another question. I forgot what it was.
I do that sometimes, too.
You do that, too?
Yes.
Listen, I want to come to your church. You at Paul Creek Ministries.
5110 Tuckasegee Road.
Okay.
Right here in Charlotte.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
I'm from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I want to come up there and I want to see you.
I'm looking for you to come. Hurry up.
All right. Well,
do we have your address?
Yes, sir. You got my address.
Okay. Thank you for calling, my dear friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and I love you, and I appreciate your ministry, and I listen to you every Saturday.
You don't know how grateful I am. God bless you. You on the air, please. May I help you? You on the air. Are you there? Well, I guess that person is gone. Give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I want you to know something. The life of Christ is full of joy, full of peace, full of holiness, full of beauty. Everything about everything that's beautiful is what the life of Christ is about. And I loved it a while ago when I remembered to give you the 9 fruit of the Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is wonderful. He's the third person of the triune Godhead. Jesus sent him back to represent himself. And so everything that Jesus is doing on this earth in my and your life, he does it by the Holy Spirit. If there's no moving of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your church, then it's dead. Your church is dead and you're dead if there's no moving of the Holy Spirit. And we live in a world that grieves the Holy Spirit, that quenches the Holy Spirit, that resists the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine churches that absolutely resist the Holy Spirit doing anything in them? It's their program. They're going to run it like they want to. They don't want nobody. Nobody saying amen. Oh, they might could handle a couple amens, but they don't want nobody praising the Lord, standing up, shouting. They don't have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They don't have miracles of healing. See, I want to be part of something full of the Holy Ghost because the Holy Spirit is the life of the church. But it's not just the life of the church. It's your life. And if you grieve the Holy Spirit, what do you mean when you grieve the Holy Spirit? You resist him. If he tries to move on you, you turn him away. If he tries to talk to you, you don't listen. I mean, we got a world full of that. And no wonder they're depressed and they're broken and they're all out of whack and they're all full of sorrow. Hey, grab your phone and call us. I want you to have this booklet, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call quickly because I'm concerned that we might be a blessing to you. And now listen, I'm going to tell you again, when this program is over, I want everybody listening to me, stop and go somewhere and get on your knees with God. Dear brother, on the delivery truck, can you stop an hour and take it in prayer? Go somewhere, park that car under a shade tree. Well, yeah, it's sunshine. You need a shade tree. And have an hour with the book of Romans chapter 8. And if you can't do it because your job will not allow you, then as soon as you get home, say to your wife, now, honey, before I eat supper, I'm going to spend an hour with God. She'll love you for it. I guarantee you that. She'll love you for it. You get yourself right with God. If you at home, and most of you, of course, are not working today, you may be shopping, whatever, get home as quick as you can. Get on your knees for an hour and pray until the Holy Spirit begins to move upon you. You say, how do I know? I don't need to tell you. You'll know when the Spirit of God begins to move on your life. Now, the ladies are standing by. I want you to have this booklet. I want you to keep calling as long as you will call to get a copy of this. Many of you will not stop to call because you just want to listen. But once the program is over, the ladies will stay here as long as that phone rings. They always will stay here till 2:30. At least 30 minutes. And they'll stay longer if the phone rings because we care about you. We really do. We really do. You are precious to us. Now, this program goes on the archives, and so you can call anybody in the world and tell them by 3 o'clock that they can hear this program on the archives. And it will be there 24/7. That means for weeks and weeks and days and days and all day long, all night long, it'll be right there because we are here to bless them and to bless you. Now, keep calling. Keep calling, please. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, it's good to talk with you. I don't want to take up your time. I heard yesterday on a Christian programming that in England, United Kingdom, in 2015, scientists over there have created 150 human-animal hybrids in the laboratory.
150 human-animal hybrids.
And made a hybrid out of them. In other words, they're half human and going to be half animals. And they've done 150. And I heard that yesterday.
What, are they keeping them in cages? What are they doing with them?
I do not know. I don't know what they look like or what.
Sir, you are talking about something so evil and so dangerous. And very likely, this is going to be one of the things that the devil really takes a hold of during the coming 7-year tribulation period. That is so terrible. You go to playing with human DNA and human persons. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Everybody listening, saved or unsaved, it doesn't matter. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. If you defile this temple, the Bible said, him will God destroy. Many people out there who are little wrecks, their life is in a complete state of wreck. I'm telling you, it is a result of disobedience, of bullheadedness, of disrespect for God, and of disrespect for the human body.
That's exactly right. It's just like Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, just prior to my return, that's the way it's going to be. Maybe somebody's listening, they know something about this, maybe can pull up it on the internet and send it to you where you can actually see it.
Yes, I would like to see that. Anybody that can, have that sent to me. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless your heart. Now, give us a call quickly, 704-391-0588. My ladies are standing by to take your calls, okay? 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. I will put the numbers up on the screen, okay? You on radio will not be able to see those numbers. That's why I'm giving them to you. But I'll put them on screen for all of our listeners. We are here because we care about you. You are important to us, and we are here to bless you. Now, next week, I do not know the name of the program yet, but I know that I'm doing programs. I'm praying to reach sinners to come to Christ. I want to see everybody out there saved. I want to see you right with God. I've got a burden for that. I mean, a heart burden for that. And I'm praying with all that's in me. I'm crying out to God with all that's in me because I care about you out there. Every one of you are important to me. Every one of you are important to me. And we want to be a blessing to you. Now, call us 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear from you. I want to be a blessing to you. You are important to me.
And at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. Every day. And the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see my Father as he says, son, go get my children. midnight cry. The bride of Christ will rise. When Jesus steps on cry. Oh, at the midnight cry. Oh, at the midnight cry. At the midnight.